Chad and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
Today is Wednesday, just in case you're confused. Welcome to podcast number, what is this, eight?
Eight.
Hey, good for us.
Eight, we made eight.
Yeah.
Great eight.
Today we struck a nerve with music fans out there. Mm-hmm. We were talking about underrated rock bands, because you were saying Metallica, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Bruce Springsteen, all of these
AC/DC.
Acts, right, have never had a number one hit on the Billboard charts. Which isn't overly shocking in the way that the Billboard charts, a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah.
It always kind of has been. But then it got us into underrated groups.
Mm-hmm.
Groups that never get the love they should. And yeah. We had some awesome text messages coming in. Some people were saying Iron Maiden.
Muse.
Muse was another
AOL one. AOL Nation, somebody said. July Talk.
Okay.
Wasp.
Wasp.
In the metal world, though.
Yeah,
back in the day.
It's true, man. Yeah. I always thought Slipknot was very underrated. I've always thought
somebody
that.
Said Seven Dust too. Thought yes. Seven Dust did no real radio support.
Which was fine. It was fun to talk about underrated bands, but it was the overrated bands that got a lot of talk. I know you said
The Rolling Stones and the Beatles are the two most overrated bands in the history of music.
Garbage.
Yeah, they are.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Excellent. How are
good,
you?
Good, good. Mike from Vibank here.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, for once, I got to definitely agree with Ballsy. Sorry, Chad.
On who?
The Beatles and the Stones.
Yeah.
Both of them.
They're brutal.
The only Stones song I like is Painted Black. And Under My Thumb, Covered by Streetheart.
No! Oh, my God. Yes. You are on crack.
I'm sorry.
You are on crack,
good
sir.
Good job, Mike. Good job.
I'm a classic rock fan from all the way back, but the Beatles definitely overrated. Fucked all the way, basically, just because they were the first rock group.
Yeah.
Get over with it.
So you've got somebody who agrees with you, but I don't. I can't believe... I understand even saying the Beatles. Because at times I've thought the same. I've been like, okay, they put together a whole bunch of 2.5-3 minute songs, and they really didn't have much competition then.
Yeah,
but
and they're boring.
But Sgt. Pepper's is one of the greatest albums of all time. And then you've got the Stones, who were the first badass rock band. They were the first ones to be rebellious. You know, they were the first ones that. They were dangerous.
Maybe if I grew up in that era.
I didn't grow up in that era. Yeah, you're closer to growing up in it than I am.
When I went to the concert, I watched the guy dance around and did a good job in Mick Jagger. And then I watched a bunch of other guys that looked like they should have been in front of the liquor store playing for change.
Keith Richards.
On a big stage.
Keith Richards is one of the coolest guys on earth. And he moved around a lot that show. A lot more than I thought.
Just to prove he wasn't dead. Just to prove he wasn't dead.
No. Charlie Watts looks like he doesn't give a shit. Like it looks like he's already cashed out. He's like, I'm retired, but I just my muscle memory remembers how to play all these songs, so I'm just gonna stay up here.
They got one good song. It's Start Me Up. That's it. That's it. That's the only good song they got. It is. It really is. Come on.
You could say it all day, but Tumbling Dice. Beast of Burden, I can't believe, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Satisfaction. Mm. How don't you
okay,
like
I'll give
songs?
You. I'll give you Satisfaction. I'll give you Satisfaction because that really looks stupid. But otherwise, they're dumb. They're a terrible band. They're not good at all.
They're boring. I know. You also went on record saying that Weird Al Yankovic is better than John
Lennon. He's coming to town. I know Lennon can come to town, but if John Lennon and Weird Al Yankovic could come to town together, I would go to a Weird Al concert. In fact, I'm going to MC that concert when he comes here.
That's blasphemy. Blasphemy!
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Today's McHappy Day, and we will be down at McDonald's on Rochdale from 11:30 to 12:30. Now, if you're listening to this podcast late, then...
Then it's not McHappy Day.
Well, it could be, but whatever. $1 from every hot beverage, from every Happy Meal, and Big Mac will go towards the Ronald McDonald House.
I think the Big Mac is awesome, but they kind of ruined it. And here's how they ruined it. Hear me out. I'm not cutting down a sponsor. They're great. But when they gave, they started selling their secret sauce out to anybody, like in public. You can buy them at the grocery store now, the secret sauce. No, no, no. Keep it secret. That's what made the burger.
It's Thousand Island dressing.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Oh, no.
But that's fine. It's nobody makes a Big Mac like McDonald's.
Yeah.
You can't find, there are people who say, oh, I can make one just like it at home. No, you can't. I guarantee you, you can't.
Today, we're going to find out how they do it. Today, we're going to find out how they do it.
We're going to get back there.
Yeah.
And we're going to sneak in. Yeah. And we're going to see exactly how.
Some guy's going to order Big Mac. We're going to be the one making the Big Mac. He's going to get there and go, this is not a Big Mac.
Don Gorski.
Yeah.
He's our hero.
He's your hero.
He is. He has eaten 30,000 Big Macs in his life. That is 2 Big Macs a day for 46 years.
So he's played a large part on that sign that says 7 billion served. He's there.
A good chunk of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does the guy still, I mean,
is he
we
fat?
All know that there aren't a lot of health benefits to a Big Mac.
Yeah.
No, he's not fat. However, he has the worst rug I've ever seen. That looks like, it looks like he's wearing Davy Crockett's hat. It's bad. Just all, I implore you, Google Don Gorski, Wisconsin, and you'll see exactly.
Do you get,
what I mean.
Like a gold card? Like if you've had that many Big Macs, you should be like when you go to Vegas and they give you a free night stay and some spending money at the slots or the table.
Yeah.
You should get something there for free. Like maybe you get to try on Ronnie's suit with the big red shoes and everything.
Yeah.
If you have 30,000,
right?
30,000?
Yeah.
I haven't eaten 30,000 of anything.
Maybe you get to jump the line at the cardiologist. I have no idea. This morning we were talking about the fast food that you could eat twice a day for the rest of your life. Like, just think, what fast food item? One item. That's it.
Mexi fries, taco time.
Oh, yeah.
It's greasy, though.
That's okay. Now, let's assume that there are no
health
problems because of it.
Mexi fries.
Yeah.
With mild dipping sauce. Right?
No, you got to have the hot stuff.
No, I can't do the hot stuff.
You can't do it here, but In-N-Out Burger is the best fast food you're ever going to find in the Southwest United States. So if you're ever in Phoenix, L.A., Vegas, anything like that, they have an In-N-Out Burger just off the strip. And if you go to the Link in Vegas, you'll find an In-N-Out Burger there. Oh, man, so good. Get it animal style. It's a little weird, like, because it's churchy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was founded by Mormons.
Yeah.
So it's got, like, churchy sayings on some of the wrappers and things. It's weird.
I thought it's In-N-Out because it goes in and goes out really fast.
That's too. There are times when you're like, unleash the demon within me.
is Italian Star Deli considered fast food?
No.
When you go get a sandwich?
No.
You should go get the Chad Baldy colonizer.
You should. But it's not fast food.
Okay.
Because Giancarlo, our buddy, it's not overly quick. He puts a lot of love into that. I'm not saying they don't put a lot of love into Big Macs, but it's a special relationship.
I like my marble Chad and Ballsy colonizer, the marble bread.
Yeah.
The Chad and Ballsy
colonizer.
Yeah, marble rye. Chad and Ballsy colonizer.
And then get the cookie on your way out, too. You got to grab a cookie there. Right?
Yeah, you know, you get a cookie and the cola.
Mm-hmm.
And his son Gino from Herb and the Humans gives you a high five and you leave.
Italian Star, it's a landmark.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Kanye West has taken some heat. Yesterday, he went on TMZ and said this.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all?
Now keep in mind, you and I are very white. And we are Caucasian, and we have to tread lightly here. But what Kanye said is, it's just the wrong thing to say. I understand. I think he's trying to get across another point, and I will give him credit for that. I don't think he meant it like that.
Yeah, I don't think he did either.
But he said it like that, and he said it on TMZ.
Yeah, he probably should have dumped the word choice, because it's not a choice to be a slave. You were pushed down. He's just trying to tell him to stand up. 400 years is enough. Stand up for our people, and let's turn the world around. That's what he meant.
The timing of it is bad too, because he's just been supporting Donald Trump for the last few days, saying they both have dragon blood? Is it? Dragon energy?
Dragon energy, yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Speaking of, we live in a different world now where you got to watch what you say. Yesterday, I had called the Toronto Raptors mental midgets, and somebody called me out for it. Well, they're what I meant is they're small-minded. Like they just they
small-minded.
They don't have the intestinal. They don't have the. They're just not mentally tough, is what I meant. Okay, mm-hmm. So somebody called me out. I whatever. I didn't mean anything by it. But here are four terms that you probably shouldn't say that are kind of steeped in racism. Okay, when you say no can do, no can do. Today, it's a folksy way of saying you can't do something. But in the 1800s, it was a way of making fun of Chinese people with broken English.
Ooh.
So you should never say no can do.
Yeah, Hall & Oates.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. How about this? Long time no see. Basically, like the last one. But it was a way of imitating how Native Americans spoke English. Long time no see.
I think these are stretching it. Are they?
Gypped. As in being cheated out of something,
yeah.
It's offensive to some people because it furthers the stereotype that gypsies are dishonest thieves.
Oh, so I didn't know that was short for gypsy.
So don't say gypped. And you also shouldn't say paddy wagon. The name,
no, I know that
The
one.
Name Paddy used to be short for Patrick. It was also used as a derogatory term for Irish people. Mm-hmm. It might be connected to police vehicles because cops back then were commonly of Irish descent. So don't use paddy wagon either. So there you go.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The Nashville Predators, they really S'd the B last night, man. That was bad. They had the game wrapped.
I turned to my son. I said, "This is going swimmingly for them. Too swimmingly. This will turn around." And the Jets got their fans, man. When you play the Jets, you play their fans. Dustin Byfuglien, the guy we talked about with Brian Munn's voice of the Jets, two goals. I don't know what he was doing with that dance. It looked like kind of a weird bird dance there after he made it looked weird. But you know what happened? Nobody celebrated with him, hey? Mm-hmm. Because the game before when he scored, he took his hockey glove, and you know how those smell? And he rubbed them in all his teammates' faces when they did like the huddle after the goal. So nobody went around him when he celebrated. Nobody wanted to see. He just did like his wonky chicken dance. But the Jets were unbelievable last night. And PK Subban is enemy number one. And then how about the grade eight, Alexander Ovechkin? He roughed up Crosby a little bit yesterday. And he scores the game-winning goal. He's got eight goals in the playoffs. Now, when he scored the goal, he what I like about Ovi is he gets just as excited for his goals as other guys' goals. Mm-hmm. So he jumped into the glass face first, and you see all these Pittsburgh fans giving him the FU finger right to him. Yeah, that's right. Good.
I can't understand your hatred for Crosby lately.
No, I don't dislike Crosby. I just want somebody else. I want Ovi to win. And Ovi has to get past Crosby to have a chance to win. And I picked Winnipeg and Washington in the Stanley Cup final. Can you imagine if you laid $500 down on Vegas at the start of the year, they were 500-1 odds to win the Stanley Cup, and you got a puncher's chance now. That'd be 250 G's. If you would have told somebody at the start of the year it's going to be Winnipeg and Vegas in the NHL West Final, people would have laughed you out of the building. But, man, unreal. Speaking of a team that just will never get anywhere, this would be the year for the Toronto Raptors to do something, okay? Because LeBron James is by himself in Cleveland the way he wanted it. He didn't like anybody else stealing a spotlight. Celtics are hurt but still winning. And the 76ers are an up-and-coming team. So this would be the year for the Raptors to get to the championship and maybe have a chance. But as soon as LeBron James comes up against them, I think you said this about a week ago. Do you see how LeBron threw just enough games so he knows he'd have a chance to play the Raptors in the playoffs? As soon as he enters the building, it's like a dog that lays on their back and you rub the dog's belly. Oh, rub my belly, LeBron. Oh, I'll lay down for you. Hey, LeBron, can we take a selfie together? Like, this, they're a joke. The Raptors are a joke.
I don't blame him, though. LeBron is the greatest athlete of all time. Of all time.
Great, but if you were playing against him and you had a chance to win and you're supposedly the best team, would you not show a little balls and stand up to him? Instead of, could you sign this, LeBron?
Do you think they're actually doing that, though?
Well, that's the way they're playing. Mm-hmm. That's the way they're playing. He's one guy. They can't beat one guy.
He's LeBron. He's LeBron James. He's the most physically dominant athlete of all time.
Of all time?
Of all time. Who's better? Who is more physically dominant? Who is more perfect for his sport? The only person I can
Shaq.
Think of. No.
Shaq was unstoppable.
Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah, he was unstoppable until you put him on a free throw line.
They won three championships in a row because of Shaquille O'Neal. You couldn't stop him.
But he had people behind him.
Well, he had Kobe. Yeah, well, LeBron, when he won, he had Kyrie
LeBron
Irving.
LeBron doesn't have Kobe.
He had Kyrie Irving.
That's not Kobe. The only person I can think of that's more physically suited for their sport would be Michael Phelps. I think physically, he was just built to swim. That guy, like, you look at him, he looks like a fish. His feet are huge. His upper body is massive.
Yeah.
He's hairless. He's wonderful. He's spectacular. He's a gorgeous man.
You're going to sit here and tell me right now that Michael Jordan is not the best basketball player ever to play?
I didn't say that.
Well, he's the best.
I said LeBron James is the best athlete of all time. The best, most dominant athlete of all time. And the reason I say that is because Michael Jordan wasn't as physical as LeBron is.
I agree with you there. But is he the best athlete of all time? I don't know about that.
Who is better?
Well, I'd have to think about it. Like, the top of my head.
Gretzky wasn't an athletic guy.
Gretzky wasn't the greatest athlete. No, he was the greatest player of his sport. Yeah, you might be right there. I'm trying to think. Muhammad Ali?
Ooh, that's close.
Muhammad Ali was ringing in my head. Muhammad Ali.
Or Tyson. Mike Tyson, too, at one point.
For his sport, dominating his sport, for sure. But I'd say Muhammad Ali still.
But physically dominant? Yeah. Like, to me,
running, LeBron jumping, everything. Yeah. Yeah, you might be right. But come on, he's one guy. You have five guys on a court to one guy. Like, come on, you should be able to beat this guy. It's going to be Cleveland and Golden State again. Is anybody else tired of this?
Not Steph Curry and LeBron James, or their agents, or their accountants.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad, I want to start something here, okay? Let's fool around here a little bit. But we're having fun. Excuse me. The leash here on the podcast, okay? Let's fool around, all right? We're going to play a game called Too Much or Not Enough. I'll give you a scenario. You tell me if it's too much or not enough, okay? Stay with me on this one, okay?
Okay.
What's worse? For example, too much frosting on a cake. Too much or not enough? Can you have too much frosting on a cake or not enough?
Oh, if you have not enough frosting on a cake, that is garbage. Get it out of my face. You got to have too much icing on it, frosting on a cake.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Okay. I'll eat frosting out of the tub with a knife. Been there, done it.
I can take it early. Okay, how about this? What about free time? Too much means you're laying around doing nothing. Not enough means you're on the run all the time. So which is worse? Too much time or not enough time?
Again, look at me.
Eating frosting.
What's worse?
Yeah.
Not enough time.
Okay.
I like to sit around and have my me time.
Okay. What do you do in your free time?
Eat frosting out of a tub with a knife.
There's a theme here. Okay. How about this? This is interesting. What about sex? Can you even have too much sex? And how do you know it's too much sex? Would that be worse or not enough? Like, too much sex or not enough sex? What's worse?
I would say when it starts going... That's probably enough.
When what starts
when
going?
When it.
It. Okay. When it turns colors, it's not the way to go.
When it looks like a carpenter is in your garage, and I don't mean the carpenters, like it looks like it's kicking up sawdust.
Yeah.
That would be probably enough.
Have you ever had bad sex?
Is there such a thing?
I don't think there is. I don't think there
You're having
is.
Sex.
Yeah.
I mean, for guys. I'm sure for women there is bad
sex.
No,
wait a minute. Just
don't
a bloody
do the
minute.
Line. I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to do the line.
I already know the
what
line.
What is... I want you to take your finger.
Shut up.
Listen to me. This is true. Take your finger and put it in your ear. Move your finger around in your ear. What feels better, your finger or your ear?
That is a certain situation. You are... Move along.
Anyway. Well, it's true. Too much coffee or not enough coffee? One, you'd be buzzing and your belly would hurt. The other, you'd be half asleep. Too much coffee or not enough coffee?
Give me the buzz and the bellyache. I will have too much coffee any day.
You know what? And I'll tie that into this. Because they say coffee... makes you more agreeable with your coworkers and likes them better. They're more attractive. You know how beer goggles make people more attractive? Well, University of Calgary at Davis said, coffee goggles make you think people are better than they actually are.
Well, I've had two cups of coffee and I still think you're an asshole, so incorrect.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.